said, it's the second day.
A rubbish day too.
It's not rubbish.
It's a muddy day too.
It's a very muddy day, isn't it? There's been a lot of mud.
Oh, unbelievable.
It makes it so much harder to walk when it's just a full mud.
And you've got an extra 6 stone of mud on your shoes and trousers. Look at this.
You are quite muddy, babe. Yeah, that's true. I also am muddy.
Still, couscous is nearly ready.
Ainsley Heriot, once again, fueling our adventures.
This time it's Moroccan middle.
Is that what it... What was it yesterday?
Spice sensation.
I'm cold now we've stopped.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, I think the temperature's dropped a lot.
The temperature has dropped, but we're also not walking up a hill.
No.
Which we have been doing much of today. Yeah.
We're busy stealing ourselves for a horrible drop and then a massive climb.
But it's a very muddy drop, isn't it, by all accounts? People have been coming up on all fours.
Weeping.
Yeah. Well, not quite, but...
They were.
They were.
Cut my legs off and get me an air ambulance.
It is quite horrific, isn't it?
To quote one walker.
Did somebody say that? No, you silly man, just making up. I was like, wow, that's hardcore. I never heard that. Yeah, I'm really cold now we've stopped, but I did really need this rest as well.
Yeah.
Because from Lulworth Cove, we had that magnificent ascent where you get to walk around and really appreciate what a beautiful cove it is, like the perfect horseshoe shape of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? Then we were down into the fossil...
Fossil forest.
Fossil forest, which we couldn't see because the tide was mostly out. But we could see some fossilised tree stumps and things. And then we went through the MOD lands.
Yeah, across the ranges. Well, across the
coast. That was quite flat.
No, it wasn't.
It was started it was out... Light. Sorry, it started... There was a little bit of a flat thing to start with. And then there was that massive hill.
And then another one.
Yeah, directly after it.
And then another one.
There's been quite a lot of hills. And I'm tired now. I think we were ambitious to think that today we could get to Swanage.
Yeah, I don't think Swanage is...
No, I think the plan is to get to the top of this hill.
Yeah.
And then duck left.
To Worth Matravers.
Worth Matravers.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Where apparently they have the pub of dreams. Has she got your spook?
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Oh, really? Yeah,
this is a bit watery, I'm afraid.
Oh.
My brilliant measuring.
Is it mostly cider?
Oh, they've got a big list of ciders. They do some beers. They did mulled cider, which I was tempted with.
That is tempting.
Yeah.
Because it is freezing, isn't it?
I hadn't appreciated how cold it was outside. I was quite warm in there. I steamed up.
Well, they have a massive fire because I've heard a few people saying, you know, we have to go and see the massive fire before we leave. So... There clearly is some sort of amazing fire in there. But there's also a shepherd hut here.
Yeah.
Which I'm quite excited about, obviously.
Being a shepherd yourself.
No, I aspire...
You are a wannabe shepherd.
Aspiring to be a shepherd, yes. So what cider have we got?
It's called Stoford Press, I think.
Stoford Press. Yeah, and on what basis did you select it?
It was fizzy.
A sparkling cider.
Yeah, yes. No, well, no, fizzy, officially. It's called fizzy cider.
It's called fizzy cider.
Fizz, fizz, fizz. They had some stale cider, which also looked good, called Henford something or other. But I thought what we needed was bubbles.
Little bubbles to buoy us up.
Yeah.
Because it has been a long day, hasn't it?
But we've done well, because we got here at like 4:30. Right, and we left Lulworth at 9, 9:15.
Yeah. We had a 20-minute break.
Was that all?
Couscous. I don't think it was much longer than that.
Because it was freezing.
Because it was so cold. No, but in all seriousness, it is freezing.
So it might be half an hour.
The sun's been amazing today, though.
It has. Well, the scenery has been absolutely stunning. I think as far up to Kimmeridge in particular, Lulworth to Kimmeridge, with Warbarrow Bay... I guess all around there, it was absolutely beautiful. I loved the ledges at Kimmeridge in the sea, you know, all the waves breaking on those was stunning. And this view, which we can't really see anymore, but the view across to the cliffs that are near Swanage.
Mm. I agree with you about which was the bit that was particularly stunning.
Yeah.
I think what it was that you couldn't see over the next
at no point could you really see the whole lie of the land.
Yeah.
You could sort of see the next massive ascent, and you could see the next giant cliff, but then you would crest it, and you'd suddenly have this enormous new vista to look at. Mm. But then once we got past Kimmeridge, it was a bit more, you could sort of see where you're going to be for ages.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You had a much better sense of where you were headed, I guess.
There's less surprise.
Less surprises, yeah. Yeah.
Cheers, though, baby.
Cheers, honey. It's to us. It's a great day's walking. Even if it was hard.
Can we go in and find that fire?
Do you want to?